and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of March 11th. I'm Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA, and with me, as always, is Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi.
I sound much better. I really have to apologize to all our listener, our one listener, that I sounded so horrible as we were talking. I was like, this is not going well.
I apologize because I think
patient
the
zero.
Week before, yep, we yep. recorded the podcast and I was super sick, so.
Yep.
And now it's just going around to everybody.
Well, oh, did you get other people sick?
Well, my direct coworker, Megan, seems to have gotten it as well, so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and a couple other people in the newsroom.
Wow. Patient zero. How does it feel to be patient zero?
Well, I just thought I had a cold, and then I was surprised that my boyfriend didn't get it, and then he said that he got a flu shot, so he thinks that I had the flu, and then he didn't end up getting it because he had a flu shot. So I guess those are the people.
I never get a flu shot, ever.
I always say I always mean to, and then never do. Oh. I don't have any particular stance on flu shots. I just am lazy and forget things.
Well, it sounds silly, but I don't want to get sick from getting the flu shot.
Yeah.
I know that's silly.
I mean, I don't think everyone does. I think it just depends on each person.
But I know, but I don't even want to get like
fair enough.
An inkling of sickness from the flu shot.
Fair enough.
It scares me. But yeah, so needless to say, well, actually, I was going to say I didn't do much last weekend, but we both did enjoy ourselves some tiki drinks at Hidden Harbor.
That's true, yeah. They have, I was telling someone that I really enjoyed all of the accoutrements that come with the drinks, like the umbrellas and the fun straws and the Swizzlers.
They really, you know what's so funny is I take one with me because they say you're allowed to take the Swizzle sticks with you. And so.
Oh, I immediately sucked all the booze and juice off of it and, yeah, threw it in my bag.
Well, so at Hidden Harbor, they're super cute. They're little sharks and they're plastic and they stab you because
not careful.
I reached into my purse later that day or the next day. Actually, it was probably like the next day, maybe at church or something. And I reached into my purse and it just, the little shark.
Pointy part. Fin.
Yeah, stabbed me.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's all in the name of getting a good time, a cool swizzle stick.
That's true.
So it was awesome. Hidden Harbor's great. You should definitely visit it.
Yeah, they had some good food too.
Yes. Oh my gosh, the pineapple bun. Those pineapple. There was like a pineapple.
I don't think I ate that one.
Crustini thing, and then they also have a pineapple bun on pulled pork that they offer on the menu. That's delicious. But then. Station, I got a little preview. Station is serving brunch this weekend.
That's awesome.
And I know that fried chicken and grits is something that is incredibly popular with
I love grits.
People for I know, and you know what's so funny is I'll make them and they end up like rubber.
Really?
For
I never
me.
Tried to make them, so.
I do Blue Apron, so they send it to me and I make them and they're gross. But he put an egg over top of the grits, and then they're cheesy. And
that sounds amazing.
Like, it was a not a scramble. It was a very over easy egg.
Yeah.
And just, like, dolloped it in. So good. And the fried chicken. I mean, he does chicken.
Well, the wings are amazing.
Yes. And the fried chicken, the breading is awesome. So
I have to try it.
And they had a passion fruit mimosa for a special seasonal drink.
Ooh.
So it was awesome. So you can head to Station for breakfast.
I'm not a big mimosa person, but I
would
try
Bloody
that.
Marys and Micheladas, which I think are kind of gross. But do you know what a Michelada is?
No, I don't think I know what that is.
It's a beer and
juice.
Bloody Mary mix.
No.
Yeah.
I'm making a very disgusted face right now.
I know. People love it.
I'm sorry. That's not for
people
me.
People love
but
it.
To each his own.
Yeah, to each his own. People love it. Not I or Sarah, but it's okay.
I have to say, well, if we're talking about breakfast drinks, my favorite breakfast drink that I've had is at Meat and Potatoes. They had a breakfast old fashioned, I think, with bacon bourbon and maple syrup. It was amazing.
That sounds amazing. I have not been to Meat and Potatoes brunch in a while, and that sounds awesome.
That's also another good place for fried chicken.
It is. Yeah. So the rest of your weekend was good?
Yeah. I went out Saturday night and had a couple of green beers.
Yes, for practice.
Yeah.
Because and this is the big weekend.
Yes, this weekend is essentially a St. Patty weekend. So are you doing anything?
Well, so I was looking at the events, previewing them, and it's funny because I think a lot of people avoid doing any sort of events, big events. I think people avoid doing a lot of big events around this time because the parade is so big. So I always go down to the parade every year. My friends throw – they literally are so dedicated that they go down the night before, park in the court across from the – I think it's the federal building or the courthouse. I think it's the courthouse.
Okay.
They park across the street from that overnight and then take an Uber or whatever back to their house and then have those cars there, and that's their space. And they have a tent, and they bring folding tables and chairs and food and – booze, and
that is commitment.
We watch the parade for 3 hours and drink and eat.
That's awesome.
It's really fun.
We usually go downtown and go to Easy Street, and then usually get there around the time the parade's happening, so we'll catch a little bit of it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll have to come find you and eat and drink.
I know you should. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So come wave to us at the parade. If you are in the parade, really wave to us, because that would be cool. And it's a fun time. The parade is known as one of the best in the country, I think. And we're...
Yeah, they say that the parade organizers say it's the second biggest parade. I'm not sure how you measure that.
New York is the first, I think.
Now, I want to find out how you measure that. Does that mean people who show up to watch it? Does that mean people who participate or both?
That's a good question.
I'm very curious.
It's long. It's 3 hours long.
Maybe that's what it means.
Maybe.
I don't know. But
people take it seriously.
We love our parades here.
Yeah. And there is a lot, obviously, going on downtown. Market Square has. So what they've been doing, I, in my back in ye olden days.
The
days of yore, when Rachel was in college at Point Park, they used to have a complete debauchery in Market Square where I swear I saw 12-year-olds drinking green beer. Like, it was just insane. I worked at the Starbucks down there. I can tell you so many horror stories because everyone was drunk and just wanted to use the bathroom. I hated St. Patrick's Day for this reason. And people would just be, like, throwing up in the alleys.
No.
It was crazy. So they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They do a kid-friendly portion during the morning, during the parade, and then they kind of switch it over to way tamer than the years of yore, but they switch it over to a fun street party after that. So you can head to Market Square on Saturday. I'm kind of backtracking with events going on. But that's kind of okay. Oh, I was going to say that's the kind of the majority of the weekend. We also have on Saturday, if you wanted to avoid the crowds of the parade, or you might even actually catch a glimpse. So at the beer garden on the top of the Hotel Monaco, I'm not sure if this is their official opening, but they are going to be open on Saturday from 7 to 11 for kegs and eggs. $25, all you can eat, entertainment.
That sounds amazing.
Food, fun, merriment.
They had some good pretzels there last time I was there.
You love those pretzels.
I love pretzels.
It's okay.
Pretty much pretzel anything. Anytime, even if it's like a gimmick, not that I'm saying their pretzels are, but even just, you know, a new fast food company comes out with a hamburger on a pretzel bun, I'm there.
My gosh, pretzel buns are seriously the best.
Plus, you know, eat pretzels and cheese, and I'm looking pretty much for any opportunity at all times to eat more cheese.
I know. I hear you are a cheese fiend, so that's a very good thing to find cheese, especially cheese with beer in it. And then, so we're going to backtrack a little bit because
Thursday, there's tons of stuff.
Yes. So I have to brag and talk about a collaborative event that Yelp and the History Center is doing. This actually kicks off their 21 plus after hour playtime Thursdays for toys exhibit. I know we've been talking a lot about this.
I know. I actually just saw it yesterday. We went to take some pictures for a website, and it's awesome.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to
see it. So much better than I anticipated. Not that I thought it would be good, but it even exceeded my expectations.
I'm so excited. It's such a good place to go and see exhibits, and this one I think is just a spectacular exhibit. And they have, like I said before, a open arcade and a kind of pick up and play with things. So it's not just like a no touch zone. Really cool. Yeah, I'm really excited. So they're going to be doing happy hours on Thursdays from 5 to 7 every Thursday. So you can check out those. Yelp is going to be doing a tour through the exhibit. And it starts at 5:30 on this Thursday. So $10 gets you in, and you get a curated tour and get to play in the arcade, get to see the exhibit, and have some drinks.
They had a fun gift shop, too. Ooh. All about the museum gift shop.
Oh, stop. That really excites me. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And then we also have, near and dear to my heart, the 5th annual Bitches Ball.
I saw that. Yes. What is the Bitches Ball?
The Animal Rescue League. It's kind of, so, you know, obviously a lot of nonprofits have their annual gala. This is the fun, I would say, hip happening. Not that the galas aren't happening, but it's a loosey-goosey event.
It's less formal.
Less formal. Okay. I'm like saying insulting things and you're like, okay. This.
I got what you meant.
Yes.
It's so, more laid back.
Yeah, lots of things going on. The big thing that they do is they do a drag competition. So you get to see Miss Bitchburg 2016 be crowned. They also do a, I can't even say this without laughing, quotation, catwalk. I don't know what it is, but it gets me really excited. There'll be celebrity judges. They're going to be doing different small bites, obviously, and or music, and obviously it's for a good cause. The tickets are $35 to $50, not bad at all, at Cruise in the Strip. So it's such a fun time.
That sounds amazing.
It obviously benefits an amazing organization, the Animal Rescue League. And then if you are not into the debauchery, like I said, for St. Patrick's Day, there are a couple of cultural things going on in the cultural district. We have First Date, which is a Broadway musical at the CLO Cabaret. Have you ever been to the Cabaret before?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, it's such a cool venue. I know.
That's
I always
hear.
Talk about it, but it's cool. It's cool because you can eat and drink while you watch a show.
That's
right.
The most important yes. to me. So
So if you haven't been in a while, they actually changed over chefs too. So there's a new menu. And obviously I love to have some vino while I'm watching a show. And I hear the show is just a really, really fun time. It plays until May. So you have some time. But I think that if you want to get in and get a good seat, get yourself to the CeeLo Cabaret. And then also Pittsburgh Ballet Theater is going to be performing Man in Black, which is a ballet based on Johnny Cash and his music.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. So they do a mixed repertoire. I used to work at the ballet, so this is the only reason I know this. They do a mixed repertoire, which is a couple different shows in one performance instead of just a straight 2-hour long show like Peter Pan last month. And so they'll be doing 3 different shows, but the main one is this Man in Black. And that's at the Benedum Center, running all weekend long. And then the Pittsburgh Public Theater is starting Disgraced. It's very serious content. I was just looking at the synopsis in terms of just talking about a Pakistani-American and his experiences in America. And it looks very thought-provoking and a good show, and they always do a really good job, and I love the Public Theater and going to see a show there. So
awesome.
Yeah, so you can check out, I mean, there's a varied, very varied weekend.
Yeah, well, it'll be a very green weekend too.
Yes, bust out your green, fake being Irish for
try not
a handful of days.
Puke in the streets.
Oh, gosh. Please be classy.
keep it classy, Pittsburgh.
Keep it classy. Find a bathroom. Keep it classy, Pittsburgh. Yeah, we can steal that. And happy St. Patty's.
Yeah, happy St. Patty's
Day. Early.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.